Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is Health Administrator for the Nottoway County Health Department, Tom Patterson. Tom, thank you for joining us this morning, and I kind of want to start with something I'm curious about. Are there any concerns about COVID-19 spikes now that students are back in the Maryville area? Are you expecting them, you know, maybe next week and the coming week? Is there going to be any bump, kind of like what we saw last year with the return of students here in Maryville?
Well, I think, we should, any area where you have a lot of an influx of people coming and moving into the area, in this case students moving back, should, anticipate a little bit more of everything, including COVID cases. But I think we're in a lot better position than we were last year, with more vaccine on board, more people are vaccinated, our knowledge, our familiarity with precaution, if we'll put those in practice, and working from a playbook, so to speak, a plan that we've actually implemented. So with the university, they've actually have plans that they've exercised and demonstrated. They're not just theory. These are things that they know will and won't work in different areas on campus. It's like that for all our institutions. So, I think that those put us in a little better position this year going into this fall versus last fall.
Switching topics a bit, how are you feeling so far about how the vaccine rollout is going so far this year? And, how are you feeling about how many people have been vaccinated so far in Nottoway County?
Well, I think everyone in public health right now would like to see better vaccine rates, better numbers. We had a really successful spring and then summer vaccine rates tapered off across the country. I mean, not just here, obviously. And we anticipate when school starts back up that we'll see that increase slightly. So we're still moving along. We're moving in the right direction. I mean, obviously we'd like to have more people coming in to get vaccines, but the numbers have bumped up somewhat in the last couple of weeks. I think last 7 days, according to the state data, I saw where we did 330 vaccines. Versus a month ago, we were closer to 170, 175. So quite a jump there. So as long as we're moving that direction, I think it's just going to be a, kind of a long process into the fall to, get as many people on board as possible.
So what kind of things have you been hearing from, the community or others about why some aren't getting vaccinated against COVID-19?
I think there's some waiting on full vaccine approval from FDA, whereas we're still operating in the emergency use authorization, so anticipate that happening soon. So I think that there's a slice of the population pie, so to speak, that are waiting on that. There's a slice of the population pie that doesn't trust, may not, there may be an issue with trust, whether it's a government view or a vaccines in general, a view about vaccines in general. So, those are probably two primary things. There's still people waiting to see other people that they know get the vaccines. Obviously, one of the big ones is the vaccine availability for all age groups. So, we expect that to improve. Right now, 12 and older vaccines are available for us. So, and we're seeing more cases in children, so we're looking forward to that being opened up to those younger age groups, and I'm sure that will happen very soon. Surely it will. Those are kind of the things that we hear about vaccines, and then probably the last thing that comes to mind is people just have not been affected. I'm sorry, I've got two more things. There's some that just have not had, maybe have not been affected by COVID, with a close family member, someone they know closely where they, work with this person or they're in a family or what have you. And, that seems to be motivator there when you do have that. And the last thing I was going to say, actually, there's a lot of people that have just been so busy. We still get people to come in for vaccines, and I'm sure the other providers do, that just say, I mean, they'll say, well, I've just been so busy this year that I just haven't had time to schedule and get, you know, to get a vaccine. So there's still a slice of, you know, the population out there that are just, you know, haven't gotten around to that yet. So we're working on that. You know, we're trying to make vaccine here. We're trying to make our clinics available to wider hours and different groups. And I know all the vaccinators are looking at different ways to do that. So
we're talking with Health Administrator for the Nottoway County Health Department, Tom Patterson. Tom, I've been reading several articles online over the past several days, and they're out of other states where health professionals have said that they've begun throwing out the COVID-19 vaccines because they've expired. Is that something that's happening here in Maryville?
No.
So is there any concern about that happening later down the line?
Well, there's always been a concern with that since the beginning because the vaccines have shelf lives. You know, that once you open them, that's a really short life. That's one of the challenges with the vaccines is they come in multi-dose vials. So if you're trying to get in somewhere to get your vaccine and you wonder why it's not, you can't just walk in and get it. They're probably grouping their vaccinations where they can get the most out of the vials instead of, you know, wasting vaccines. So they've got 5 and 10 dose vials, and now there's one of the vaccines is going to a 14-dose vial. Well, that means you really want to have, you know, close to that number of people available. You really don't want to throw away vaccine. I know there are some areas that do that, but I'm not aware that we're doing that here locally, and we don't do that here at the health department. You call us, we'll schedule. We've got days that we're doing them. We group people together. So the shelf life gets really short once you enter a vial with a needle. So it's like the same day you have to use it, a number of hours. So it's always been a concern. It's something we've worked with since day one. Even when we very first got the vaccines, you may remember, they said we had 7 days. It may not have been common knowledge, but on the vaccinator side, it was common knowledge that, you know, there were some time frames that we were expected to use the vaccine. In our case, 7 days, and they were monitoring, you know, the allotments, and if you were stockpiling and not using them, they were cutting you off. So there was always a balancing act with that. So we try to do the best we can. I'm sure everybody, you know, wastes a few vaccines, but it's not the practice here locally that I know of with any of the vaccinators. Also, I was going to say there's a lot of networking among vaccinators, between vaccinators across the state. So another way to alleviate vaccine issues with having vaccine that's going outdated, you know, and risking, you know, having to throw away vaccines, is there's a lot of sharing a vaccine around, so transferring a vaccine. So it happens between counties and different areas and networks. So you may have, like, hospital systems, and, you know, with us, it's, you know, different health departments and hospitals and, of course, pharmacies. All the vaccinators are, you know, subject to doing that sort of thing, transferring it. So, you know, though, when they have something that's going, looks like they need to get rid of, that may expire, they'll put the word out, hey, I've got this many doses of this vaccine, don't want it to expire, does anybody need it? There's enough vaccinators out there that most of the time it gets accounted for, it gets taken care of.
All right, well, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I always like to talk a little bit about continuing to take precautions. I know there's a lot of talk about these variants going around, especially Delta. That's the one that everybody's concerned about the most and should be. We're concerned about all of them, but that's the one everyone's talking about, I should say. You know, the precautions still work against the variants, and the vaccines are still very effective against the variants, although the variants will, just like they do naturally and before COVID and after COVID, variants of viruses tend to develop, you know, advantages over previous versions. So in this case, higher they're more contagious and more transmissible, and can be more resistant to prevention and treatment, and affecting broader range of age groups. We're seeing cases in children now that we weren't seeing before. I like to add, to remind people that we're all familiar with the precautions. Like I said earlier, we're kind of operating from a playbook, so to speak. We're familiar with social distancing and masks. When you can't social distance, we're familiar with good hygiene and hand washing. And we're familiar with messaging about staying home if you're sick and not participating in group activities, such as at work, at church, and different places, sports, what have you, if you're sick. You're just going to bring that to the group, and that's where we're seeing cases at. We've talked about that last year. We were seeing cases in groups. We're still seeing cases in groups, and the Delta variant is more aggressive than the previous versions. Than that, we're seeing whole groups get it, or more of the people in groups get it. So I would just remind people not to let that slip if possible. Practice precautions where you can, and we'll work through this fall, and hopefully we'll come out in a better place before too long. Also, please get vaccinated. Do not want to forget that. Please get vaccinated. Getting vaccinated is going to be the key to us turning the corner on this thing. So please call a local vaccinator. You can call the health department at 562-2755 and ask us about vaccines. We'll either help you with that ourselves, or we're happy to refer you to one of our partners here, answer your questions, do everything we can. We'll go out of our way to help you with that. If you're concerned about vaccines, please call us, talk to us about the vaccines, what have you. But the better we do with that, the better we'll do. Going forward.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Once again, that is Tom Patterson. He is the health administrator for the Nottoway County Health Department. And I'm Jeremy Warner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.